I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we are doing this again.
Hi, Krithath.
Hello, Roop and Paul.
Yes, so welcome to the Frustrations Pod, male grooming.
Hilarious.
It's a very gender diverse topic, dude.
Yes, we are trying to cater to the women audience also out there.
Yeah, it's actually going to be quite an inclusive podcast. It's not just going to be only for dudes.
Correct, because it's a comedy podcast. That's so cool. It should be targeted to both genders as it.
Exactly. Not just two genders, like all the genders that are out there.
Okay. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just two, but cool. Before we get into this, let me ask you a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think you stand in terms of looks?
Oh, in terms of looks, I think I am at a 5 when I'm not well-dressed and 7 when I'm like well-dressed.
Oh, dude, like that's a very healthy level of confidence.
Oh, yeah. I'm very self-confident about it. Like, I can look at
myself. Yeah, but isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Sorry, you were saying?
I can look at myself in the mirror and be confident about it at times. And on most times, I'm like, I wish I was different.
Yeah. I think if you look too long, you'd be like, I wish that wasn't there on my face.
Right? Oh, yes. You start seeing the flaws, dude. Like, oh my God.
Ooh. Yeah, you can't stare too long at a mirror. I think that's a problem like a lot of people deal with. I think I'm a 4, dude.
No, but with respect to like, at least you're like at least a 7.
Thanks, bro.
Hey,
thanks,
you're very hot, but like, don't worry about it.
No, I think I'm a 4 with respect to the world. But I don't like, you know, compete with the world, dude. Like my only competition is myself.
And me, of course.
probably and you. Okay, what is like your pet peeve when it comes to like male grooming?
My pet peeve.
Mm-hmm. Like what do you absolutely hate?
What I hate, like in or what?
Like
I
what
can't
do people
stand.
Like what do people do completely wrong which just gets on your nerves?
Oh my God, slippers. Slippers. Like people need to stop wearing slippers, especially guys. I mean,
right.
Women
why
slippers. So? That's, I mean, of course, like it's a whole different. I'm talking about male, like men. Please stop wearing slippers and sandals and Crocs. Or like, just like stop being lazy. It takes. You can bend down and tie your shoelaces. It doesn't take that long. Get slip-on shoes for God's sake. Oh, I just can't
think those
are the slippers.
Best. I think slip-on shoes were invented for that reason. Yeah. For like just by one dude who just hated other people wearing slippers
or tying his shoes.
Like all that, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I can't stand slippers. I don't own a single pair.
No, not at all? Like you don't, I mean like a pair of slippers that you wear outside your house, do you mean?
No, I don't own a single one. Not a sandal, nothing.
Yeah, well, what do you think that annoys you the most about
See, first of all,
slippers?
I feel like it's, let's just look at it practically. In India, we're not really a clean country. You see dust and mud and sludge everywhere you go.
Yep.
So they're not really practical either.
Yep.
Secondly, they're just very off-putting, dude. Especially when I see comedians on stage wearing slippers. Oh my God. It's like my feet are down there, guys. Like that's what they're trying to do, you know. It's not like my eyes are up here. It's like
Yeah, and I think we can't afford like, you know, getting a pedicure.
Oh yes. Oh my God. I don't think
we just cannot afford.
Yeah. I know very few men who will get pedicure and they're all like either dancers or models or like
true, very true. I think like, see, this is the problem as a straight man, right?
Mm-hmm.
you feel very weird.
Cute segue.
Every time you do, yeah, you feel very weird every time you do something like extreme to take care of yourself. Like if you do get like a pedicure done, you feel somewhat weird. You feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? Am I crossing a line?
Oh yeah, I know, man. I know exactly what you mean. Like when I see dudes who have like very, very clean shaven legs.
yeah.
Oh, that throws me.
And I think as Indian men, we can't pull that off.
What? Clean shaven legs?
I think as Indian men, it's really, yeah, it's not possible. Like, I know, I'm pretty sure everyone can shave their legs. But there are a lot of things that we just can't pull off because of how just horribly off-putting we are.
Like what? Like, give me an example.
Do you not agree? I think slippers is a good example. Like, to get a slipper done, you'll have to, you know, pedicure. There are some things that we just can't do because, you know, see, this here's the thing, okay? Like as an Indian man, your grooming lasts for a very short period of time. Okay, like for example, like say you set your hair up, right? And like you do a lot to just get your hair in shape. And then afterwards, you have to go to work and you don't even have, like, you know, you had to like ride your bike, you had to put one helmet on. And then by the time you go in traffic, wait through like five signals, some three, four beggars come and molest you. And then by the time you reach office, you're like, dude, why did I ever take the effort?
Oh my God, this is so true. This is so true. Especially spikes. That was a thing in college that was like, dudes used to
get
annoyed about. You spike your hair. I mean, I don't know if people still spike their hair. Is that a thing?
I think people do. At least they set their hair.
Ah, okay. It's not.
But I think spiky. You mean spike, like where it's all standing, where it's defying gravity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was. I think very few people do that.
I think when you're in school. Yeah, you remember when that trend came to be when people were in school, right?
Yeah, when we both were in school. So that's like in the
when we were in schools, right? Yeah, I forget, like, other people younger than us listening to us, dude. That kind of sucks. Cool. I think it's cool you can afford to do it because you're stupid and you don't have any other thing apart from looking good, yeah, right?
Correct.
But I want to ask you a question. So what do you think? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do you groom yourself for like every occasion, like every time you step out of your house? Or are there certain points that are like a trigger point for you to go and groom yourself?
I mean, so I look presentable at all times. That is one thing that I keep, like, I don't go around looking like a hobo. But then, you know, that you go a few extra steps, like get your beard trimmed or get your hair cut or things like that, which is like basic grooming for all men. I often do that when it becomes unmanageable or when somebody looks at me and they're like, hey man, are you all right? Like, you look a little sick. I'm like, no, I just need a haircut. those are my cues. One is if there's too much food in my beard, that means it needs to get trimmed. And I need to get a haircut because I'm bald, right? Baldish.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have hair growing only on the sides of my head.
Right.
So if I don't trim it, then I just look balder. People are like, hey, have you lost more hair? I'm like, no, I need a haircut. So like it works very weirdly for me. Like this is oh my God, balding men out there. Come on, like just share your story so people don't think I'm lying. Just I'm telling you.
Yeah, that must be a difficult thing, right? Like because I think, okay, can I ask you a question? Did you take your grooming more seriously when you started going bald?
Oh yes, definitely. Oh my God, you have no idea. Because the moment you start losing your hair, that's just one side of your personality that you cannot show off anymore. Like, you know, like nobody's ever going to look at me and be like, oh, that guy has great hair. So now I have to do all these other things to look presentable, like keep my beard well kept, you know, wear well, you know, matched clothes. My shoes are always clean. I have become a lot more cautious, yes.
And I'm guessing it must be hard, difficult to explain to like people, right? Like to like your friends that you're going for a haircut. You'd be like, why do you need a haircut?
Oh, yeah. Why do you need a haircut, you bald man? No, well, bald people need haircuts more desperately. And you know, when I had a full head of hair, the only thing that ever confused me about haircuts was, I don't know if this happens to you, but I feel this very strongly. When I'm at a haircut, right, my hair looks really good 10 minutes before he's finished cutting, like, you know, when in the midway, you know, like,
oh shit,
when you're 10 minutes away from the ending, oh, that's when the hair looks perfect. And I'm like, hey, stop here. But like, no, sir, abhi aur thoda trim karna. And then he cuts it and then you're like, ah, crap, now I'm going out like with like fucking shrub on my head.
Yeah, oh, I completely agree with it. Like from me, like, you know, see, here's what happens. Like when you go to the barber, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like before he cuts your hair, he first combs it and sees like the style that it's been set at already.
Yeah.
Correct. And then when he does it up so neatly and he sprays a little bit of water and I think the barber, the lighting in the barber shop is just perfect. He'll be like, dude, I don't even need a haircut. Now I've overcommitted to this.
Oh, also, I don't know what my barber does. Okay. He does this thing where he sets my comb over because I'm balding. He sets my comb over perfectly. Okay.
Right.
And it only
lasts
till I get home and take a shower.
Exactly.
Holy shit, after I'm done taking a shower, I don't know what magic cream that guy used, man. Like,
there's something that happens at a barbershop that can only, you only look good at a barbershop, I feel. That's what happens.
Man. Like if I have to wake up every morning, go to the barbershop and then go, oh crap, that'll be hard.
Yeah, because I think like, see, as men, like our relationship with a barber is very strange, dude.
Yeah,
because like I changed barbers. I mean, I think I moved from a barber to a hairdresser because initially, remember, like it was just a barber, right? And when it was a barber, like he would not style your hair.
Right.
You would tell him the style that you would want.
I know, man. That is so true. Like you go there, he's like, what do you want? Oh, you know what? When I was like, till I think I was 20. Whenever Barber asked me what I wanted, I said medium. Like I didn't have a haircut.
Exactly. Exactly. That was our standard answer. Is it like short or medium short?
Yeah. Oh shit. Medium short. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Short or medium short. And there's nothing like medium. What is medium short?
Medium short is like when your hair is like not ready to decide yet. It's like, I want to be short, but not that short. You know?
Not that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's like a weird gray zone that you always chose. But I think it's like, it's difficult because like, see, the thing is like we, like men stay with the same barber for a long period of time. Ever since they're children, till they're like, like New York is like the age of 20, right? Like for my case, it was like 25 or 26, right?
And you watch your
and
barber
so basically
evolve.
You have the same hairstyle. Sorry?
You watch your barber evolve, you know, as you grow up, he also grows up with you. He learns a few things.
I guess that in your case, maybe my barber didn't learn shit, dude. Like he just cut my hair the same way since I was like, you know, fourth standard. That's when I moved into this neighborhood, right?
Oh my God.
So like, if you look at all my photos in my school book, right?
Right.
And like right up till 25, I just look the same.
And you don't even bother to like, once you see the outside world, you realize, oh wait, you know, there are other options.
Exactly. You go out and there are other options. And the thing is, like, I think I changed like a hairdresser, I think 2 years ago.
Right.
And now it's like I've broken up with the old barber, dude. And it was a horrible breakup for him. If that was a relationship, that would be really sad. Because the thing is, you can't go back on grooming. Okay. Like, yeah. Like, it's like it's kind of like a relationship. Like, once you date a certain type of person,
mm-hmm.
and then you can't go back to something, you know, worse than that.
Oh, you're wrong. Oh, yeah. So. This barber relationship is too strong, man. I'm telling you.
It's too strong. And it's sad, dude. I feel bad for him, Papa. Because like, see, like, here's the problem. Like, after that relationship with that barber ended, right? I think I ghosted him. Like, I don't know. I didn't call him and text him. Nothing. I didn't say like, I'm shifting places. And now when I see him, like when I walk by his shop, I like, you know, look down and walk faster. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Have you noticed this thing about barbers where mm-hmm. most of these guys, they have a trend or a style, and anybody who walks into that shop, he sells you that same haircut. Like if people go to the same barber, they all kind of look the same.
Oh, that's very right. Oh my God, that is absolutely right. Yeah, with my new barber, everyone has the same hairstyle.
Yeah, I know. Me, you, and a few other comedians, all of us go to the same guy.
We go to the same barber. Correct. And all
and
of
he
us
sells all of
hairstyle.
Us the same thing. Like the exact same
oh,
thing.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But that's the problem. Now I don't think I can. Like now, if I had to go back to, I mean, I had to change barbers, I had to go to someone who's going to sell me a way better hairstyle.
Yeah. Or you see it on somebody's head and you're like, I want that one. I should go to where this guy goes. It's become like that retail store concept now.
Yeah, it's. I think it's become exactly that. Oh, that's really cool. I think that's the only thing that's the only thing that men take care of to some extent, like a hairstyle.
Yeah,
is there anything else?
Is restricted to that. We don't have makeup. Accessories.
Yeah, we don't have makeup. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we do have accessories though.
We have accessories, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
And so, have you noticed like one thing? I think accessories are strange because like you have things like, you know, like you look at all our accessories, right? Like jackets,
right.
Hats, like you wear shades. I think even the beard is like an accessory.
Correct.
Right? And all our accessories just have one function. It's like, don't notice how ugly he actually is. Just like, distract it. Be like, hey, check. So like people can give you other compliments, apart from how you look.
Oh my God, yeah. Your hat cover. If you wear a hat, sunglasses and grow a beard, your entire face is covered, dude. Like this.
yeah. Oh, imagine
that. What are
that
you hiding
guy.
Under those accessories?
Oh shit, dude, that guy's a serial killer. That's gotta be beard.
But then,
no? Like, is
there
an accessory
do
you
use?
Think? There's nothing. There's absolutely no other accessory that men can use apart from a beard, which is the main thing. You got to have a beard. If you're not a good looking dude, you had to be self-aware and grow a beard.
Dude, do you remember back in the 90s? I don't remember if you were when MTV, Nikhil Chinnapa used to do a show, right?
Right,
and he
I
was
remember
really
that
popular,
show, yeah.
And he started wearing thumb rings.
Right.
And then
right.
everybody in my college started wearing thumb rings.
Right, yeah.
And then it was just a phase. And then afterwards, thumb rings went away for some reason.
Yeah, but it's so weird. Like, how did he find, how did Nikhil Chinnapa find that out? That look good.
I don't think Nikhil Chinnapa was like round zero or epicenter for this, but like, was he?
Yeah, that's quite a valid point.
Oh my
God. Like, there are some trends that just go, right? Like, you remember 3/4?
Oh, yes, dude. 3/4. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, those
I haven't,
are really strange,
actually,
dude.
I haven't seen, at least in the recent past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
We haven't seen anyone wearing a 3/4.
Oh man, no, I haven't. If I see somebody wearing a 3/4, I just assume that their shorts are the wrong size.
Yeah, you can't. And there were adults who were wearing 3/4 back in the day.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, man. I think that was another trend that just came and just went. They realized it's a bad idea. Let's stop doing this.
I don't think trends for guys ever stuck, dude. With women, there is so much. With guys, there is nothing.
Yeah, that's actually quite true.
They're not very well blessed in the accessorizing and that kind of department.
Yeah, it's just personality, I think, dude. Oh, and shit. That also
that
shitty
is a problem. Oh my God, now I have to work on myself.
That's really hard.
Being, I wish I could just put a hat on it.
Yeah. Do you think, I'll tell you what I really feel people should stop wearing, okay?
Okay.
Like, you have slippers, and I would agree, slippers. I think slippers are just, like, way too casual for people. And Indian men don't have great feet. We have, like, pointed toes and ugly-ass nails. But I think, like, the other thing that men should stop, I hate, like, every time someone wears this, I just hate that person automatically. So when a man wears a fedora.
A fedora? Oh. A hat, you can't do it. Dude, people go to Goa and buy those cheap fedoras and then...
Oh, God. There's nothing that screams like, hey, I'm really desperate and I'm going to try something new because my entire life has sucked until this point in wearing a fedora.
Oh, my God. That is so true. Dude, I actually have one more. apart from slippers, I think something that people shouldn't call style, okay? Like, it's functional, but I don't think it's stylish, is smartwatches.
Right.
Smartwatches aren't stylish, dude. Come on. Like, they look like you're just trying to be like a James Bond, but like a really cheap version of it.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone can pull off a smartwatch.
No, I don't think that's a thing at all. Like,
who do you think? Wait, I want to ask you this. Who do you think are the people who can wear smartwatches? Because it's not for
everyone.
People
who work in IT who are not chasing style. Like, you have to dress in dress code. Like,
right, yeah.
Like, you wear a smartwatch. I'm like, ah, okay, cool. That guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. It's gotten a point. Like, I don't even think people like dudes can wear like a digital watch, man. Like, with just like digital numbers.
Oh yeah.
Digital numbers. That's.
They're like,
that's,
oh my God, that is so cool, dude. You still own one of these? Like, it's become.
Oh, God, it's awful.
It's like owning a flip phone. Like.
Yeah, it's like owning a flip phone, and it's also like, I don't like. Here's the thing. Okay, like, I think a smartwatch is. A smartwatch is horrible. Like, unless you're super into fitness, that's the only case where you can pass for a guy wearing a smartwatch.
Yeah, okay,
because he's like tracking the number of steps. Oh. But there are some people who can't wear a smartwatch, dude. Like, you can't be like a super fat dude with like a really huge car and like a shake in
how many
Dubai.
Steps did you not take today, fat man?
It was just constantly there in his face, just mocking him.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Yeah.
I think, like, you can't wear a smartwatch for sure. Not everyone should be allowed to wear a smartwatch.
Yeah, we should have rules. Also, don't call it stylish, please. Like, I think smartwatch companies should stop calling them stylish.
What do you think they should call it?
Let's just call it practical. Try to sell it like you would sell a car. No, even cars are stylish. Like, sell it like, I don't know, like onions or something.
like onions.
You need them, but they're not very good looking. Yeah.
But you don't have to wear them all the time.
Oh yeah, of course.
But you know what I like, what I hate more than people who wear smartwatches are people who don't wear any watch at all. For me, it's like it's like the people
but that trend
who
is,
like what right?
Yeah, that trend is gone.
What you, of not wearing a watch at all?
Yeah, I mean, like, people, you see, for watch, people are like, oh, I have my phone, you know, why do I need a watch?
Yeah, dude, you can't, man. Your hands just look weird when you don't have a watch.
I mean, I wear a watch always. I can't leave home without it.
Yeah, it feels like I've left something. Like, I'm not wearing like an important piece. Like, I'm not wearing an underwear. That's how it feels.
That is
like when you're not wearing a watch.
That is exaggeration. Like,
come on, man. It's like, see, I told you this. Like, male grooming, it's all about covering your entire body with as many accessories as you can.
That's what male grooming is. It is basically deception.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's why people get tattoos as well, right?
Oh, dude, that is so true.
You just get like, if you don't have like a great body, right? Just look at this tattoo.
Oh,
dude,
my God,
like,
just
so no one's going to say, you look really thin. It's like, hey, nice
but
skull
look at
tattoo.
My tattoo. That's great. That's why I grew a beard. Like, that's my...
Yeah.
That is my deception point.
So that people cannot look at the other things.
Yeah, dude, my beard is so overpowering. When you look at my face, I'm a beard. Like, that's what I am. And then I'm a person after that.
There's a beard and there's a few jokes that are coming out somewhere in that vicinity of that beard.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is what it is. Shit, fashion is distraction. What?
Yeah, fashion is distraction. I like that. I like that. Fashion is distraction. I think we should end this podcast on that note.
Amazing.
Thanks, Krithath. This has been fun.
Yes, Rupen Paul. I can't wait to be angry at you again next week.
Super. Let's do this again.
All right. See you guys.